We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sal and Bob Show. We are live remote here at the Nightlight Bar and Grill in Jackson, Michigan. Across from me is the one and only Bob Phillips.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for making the trip.
Oh, hell yeah. You should be excited. You are headlining the Michigan Theater here in downtown Jackson
tonight.
It's
going to be nice.
I am extraordinarily happy to be opening for you and to be doing this show to introduce people to us and get them over to the theater.
That's awesome, man. So, yeah, we are about, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards away from the Michigan Theater, maybe 100 yards away.
Yeah.
So we're just going to walk down there after this and get ready. We already saw the theater. It looks beautiful.
Oh,
it's ready to go.
Man. Yeah. It reminds me of a mini Fox in Detroit,
does.
Right?
It does. It was amazing that Scott told us that held 1,100 people under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
But they're going to have about 300 in there tonight.
Yeah.
Based off of our governor's, our CDC, whoever made the – it's only – 300 max in this theater tonight is
right.
as they can have.
And you sold it out.
And we sold it out. Sal and Bob Show. As we are all over the world. And but anyway, we're going to talk to Joe here. Joe's the owner of the Nightlight. He was
what a great
nice
guy
enough
too.
Nice enough to let us in. We met the staff. The staff is very nice. We have Banana, Anna, Jess, and Adam are here.
Banana, Anna, Jess, and Adam. Okay.
Yeah.
Got to remember those. They're wonderful people. We were talking to them before the show.
Yes. One of the
so
girls
helpful.
Is going to start her own podcast.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. She wanted to know how to do that. We said, don't do it. You'll be sucked down into the podcast vortex and you'll never get out. Now, we encouraged her. There's three of them. She has two sisters, and the three of them want to start a true crime podcast. And they're Greek. So I said, here's the name of your podcast. If, you know, translate three sisters into Greek, and that's the name of your show.
That's great. You said that you found their name in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and she was like, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, because you can't see this. I'm you know, behind you are the men's and women's bathrooms. Okay.
Right.
I don't know if you saw this, but the which bathroom would you go in, Bob? One it says jewelry box. The other one says toolbox. Which one would you go in?
Toolbox, I think.
I think so, but I kind of had to think about it for a second. I'm like, let's make a deal. Can I go see what's in the jewelry box? But it's going to be a female in there.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Hope so. He's just some dude showing you his jewels. Hey, Sal, how you doing? Well, it's fun to be here, and looking forward to this show. We have a couple of things we're going to get going here in a little bit. We're going to have a trivia contest like we do on all our remote shows.
Jackson trivia.
Yep, Jackson.
Not Jackson Fives, but Jackson City.
right. facts about Jack's facts in radio parlance. So we're going to be getting some people involved here, and we're going to be interviewing the owner soon. In fact, why don't we do that now? Why don't we get the owner here and sit down with us and talk to him about his establishment, which is a really nice place here. Well appointed. The food looks great. And we've been treated like kings.
Just to let everybody know, it's on is located at 145 West Pearl Street, downtown Jackson. The phone number here is 517-990-6795. They got a great menu, man. I mean, ham and cheese, Italian, caprese. They got a vegetarian. They got pizza. They got grinders, meatball grinder, a Cuban grinder. Why do I say binder? I want to go back to school. Italian beef, which I'm going to get later. A turkey club, which I believe you ordered.
That's what I ordered.
All sandwiches, burgers, and wraps served with chips. Substitute chips with steak fries, curly fries, ram fries, beer battered sidewinder fries, or side salad for $1.
For a buck.
House-made coleslaw, cottage cheese, steamed vegetables, or pickled beets for $1 as well. So Nightlight. It's, you know, it's the kind of place where you just want to go in, watch a Tiger game, sit back, have a beer. There's people at the bar right now.
It's laid back. It's clean.
Very laid
back. You can tell they recently reappointed this. The bar is great. All the tables are new. It's just a nice place.
Yeah,
all the way
it really is. It really is. And technically, they do have steak. We only like to do steak places. But they do have shredded steak. So we're good. This counts as a
maybe,
location.
Maybe post. it's a steakhouse. Maybe post show. We'll come back for that because the curfew isn't until 11, and our show is going to be over.
Forgot
at 9:30.
About that. I keep thinking we can't even go out and have a drink after this show.
We're coming back here.
Which, because if our show ends about 10, somewhere around there, 9:30-ish, we can come over here.
Yeah, man. Come back and have a post-show grinder.
There's nothing like doing a show at a theater and then you got to go home because of the curfew.
Yeah,
you know?
It's no fun. You can't even enjoy the afterglow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all comics like to. I mean, even the ones that don't like to drink can go out and have a glass of milk with their friends after, you know? I mean, whatever, whoever, you know. Right?
Do we know anybody who's actually had a glass of milk? If they did, we would hound them mercilessly for the next 20 years. But I get you.
You don't want to get off stage. Good night, everybody. And then the town is dead. Right?
Yeah. And it's just you in your car.
Like,
and you got to blow out all that adrenaline, you know, the post-show high. You want to come and mingle somewhere.
I mean, even a Waffle House will do, I guess, you know.
We've done that too. Olathe, Kansas. Oh, we got so many memories. So many memories on the Sal and Bob
show. When was the last theater you done? I'm putting you on the spot.
The last theater was Janetti's. Hold on.
Oh, all right. Yes,
right in my hometown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good call. We did do a Janetti's Dinner Theater.
An intimate,
great
fun little theater.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Laura Giannetti, proprietor there.
Oh, it's great. So,
but I'd say bigger theaters. Let's see.
You did the Brouhaha. I know you did that.
Yeah, we've done the Brouhaha. That's like, 2,000 fully packed. And
Jerry Seinfeld sold that out
a
couple months before the pandemic.
Right. We didn't sell it out. We did. I think we had 1,500.
Yeah,
times you and I did.
Beautiful theater. Beautiful. It's just really we're so. I mean, let's face it. You know, we've done more shows of 50 people or less than 800 and more.
Oh, sure.
So
yeah, that's
you're
comedy.
So used to that, and then when you get a chance to do something like this, it's a little different.
Yeah,
a little different.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to it, but it's a little different.
This to me is the best of both worlds. Here we are. We're recording at a restaurant / bar. 200 yards away from the venue that we'll be performing at, and we're performing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been welcomed here. We've been made to feel like kings. It's so nice. So we got the whole day is shaping up to be good. So why don't we get our owner over here and talk to him?
We're doing the Sal and Bob Show live here remote at the Nightlight Bar and Grill, and I've got the owner of this establishment right in front of me. First thing he said to me, "What, are you guys going to get a beer or what?" You know, that was just great welcoming us here, and we appreciate it, Joe. How long have you been here at the Nightlight? How long have you owned it?
My wife and I bought it about 2 years ago and redid the place inside, and it's been just great. Downtown Jackson is banging, and we're having a great time down here.
It is. It's really cool. I noticed I was giving Bob some, you know, your bathrooms. One says toolbox, one says jewelry box. Who thought of that? Was that your wife?
I can't comment on that.
Okay, all right. It's just cute. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 2 years you've been down here, and then you also own another business in town as well.
Sure, we own Recruit Specialized Staffing. It's a staffing agency like Manpower, and we're just putting America back to work.
That's awesome, man. Well, it's good. Well, Jackson's always been a good little town. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is the current population of Jackson?
Hell, I have no idea. I'm going to say 87,000.
Well, that's proper. I'm just talking Jackson itself is 33,000.
33,000
from 36,000.
Oh, in the city.
In the city.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So that's cool, man. And where are you from? Where are you originally from?
I'm born and raised in Jackson, Michigan.
Born and raised in Jackson?
Yep.
All right, man.
Love to travel, get out and about, and go to a lot of places to play golf. And, you know, but Jackson's home.
You're a big golfer?
Avid golf fan. Love golf.
What's the handicap?
I'm probably a 5.
Okay. All right, man, you probably kicked my ass. Yeah, it's pretty good. What's your favorite course around here? I know there's the Battle Creek Country Club or something.
I play at the Jackson Country Club a lot.
The Jackson's really nice, too.
I bought a golf course a few years ago.
Oh, man.
Burrell Golf Course out in Parma, Michigan, and I golf 3 times that year. Got rid of it the very next summer.
You just said, no. Why, because you shot 105?
No, because I worked my ass off and couldn't play golf. I was mowing the grass all the time, you know? So I'm like, no, sir.
That is so cool. What other things do you do here at the Nightlight? Do you do any form of entertainment here?
Every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we have entertainment. Thursday nights we do DJ trivia. Friday nights we have live entertainment. Tonight we have the Chris Canis Band in here from Detroit, Michigan. They're a really good blues band.
Okay.
And Saturday night we do karaoke.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, really
so,
cool,
yeah,
man.
We keep it hopping. Usually we can sit about 100 people out on our patio, and so it's really nice out there on the weekends. We have a great time, you know, when the weather permitting. So.
Absolutely. That's great. And so what time will that band play till tonight here?
They'll be here from 7 to 10:30 tonight.
All right. So we can, because we're right next door. We're doing our show, but then we'll pop over. We'll bring some people over.
It'll be wall-to-wall. Come in. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be wall-to-wall in here at night.
I mean, usually about 5 o'clock, it fills up.
Okay.
Yeah, we have really good food down here at the Nightlight.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you were telling us, so I ordered the Philly cheesesteak.
Yep.
Bob got the turkey wrap. Who's your chef, man? Who cooks your meals? Like, what's going on? Your food? What's your food background, man?
Everything's made from scratch. All our soups, all our food. Justin Romali has been the cooker. He's here 13 years. I wouldn't have bought the place if it wasn't for him. Great guy. Everybody calls him Ram. I have no idea why.
Okay.
But that's another story. But nice guy. He runs our kitchen. We just have a great staff, great local staff. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know, the restaurant business is very, very tough. Restaurant/bar business is very tough. What is it? It says 70% of them fail. I mean, it's a tough racket.
Well, it's definitely a higher number right now.
Yeah,
right
now it's impossible to stay open.
We,
so kudos to you.
We've been blessed, man. We have a lot of local community support with Consumers Energy and stuff that supported us during the time. And we did a home meals program where we fed like 30,000 people for I think it was like a 6-week period.
Wow.
So, you know, they just put out a ton of meals, right? And
that's great,
they paid us,
man,
to give free meals away, so it was awesome.
That's great.
So we've been blessed.
So let me ask you this, since we're talking about, you know, kind of what the country's going through, what Michigan's going through, you know, other states are locked down a little less than we are.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your establishment for the last year, I mean, you had to shut down, obviously, like everybody else did last March. Have you been doing okay? Are you getting your workers back? Sounds like you've got a good staff that didn't leave you anyway. But is your numbers like 50% down from what you were doing 2 years ago? Or
we're fortunate because we're hustlers down here, and you know everybody has hung out. We took care of everybody during the shutdown. We did more numbers. We didn't get a PPP or the second money, and we don't qualify for the revitalization money because we did more numbers with to-goes and community events than we did when we were open. So we're really lucky.
That's great, Joe. That's great. Well, you know what? I've already made this prediction. As soon as this crap is over, it's going to be the roaring 20s. So I think Nightlight and everything around in Jackson is going to be booming, brother. And thank you so much for having us. We just want to spend a couple minutes with you here on the Sal and Bob Show,
tonight.
Man.
Look forward to
come back. You're going
to
be in the front row, I believe.
Do not pick on me.
I will not pick on you, man. One trivia question. Get a chance to win one of Bob's CDs or a Sal and Bob cup. When was, we'll give you like 4 or 5 year leeway. I mean, I don't know. When was Jackson born?
I think it was in the 1800s or no? Yeah, I'm thinking like 1887 or something like that.
A little less.
A little less. 1837.
You're within 1829. So give it to you, man.
I knew it was close.
You said the 1800s. So you win a Sal and Bob coffee cup.
I love it.
Hey, man, we were gonna give you one anyway because we really appreciate you letting us in here, man, and we appreciate you being one of the sponsors for tonight's show.
Absolutely.
And we really hope you have a great time, you and your wife and your staff and everybody here, man. Everybody treats us great here. I mean, when we walked in, your staff, Banana, Anna, Jess, and Adam were all friendly to us, man. You run a good ship here, brother.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You so much for having
Thanks,
us,
guys.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thank you, Joe.
It, man.
Well, that was Joe, man. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate
him. Great interview, Sally.
Good guy. Seems like a good Italian guy. Like I'd like to have some ouzo with that guy, you know.
Yeah, right. So we're going to have to get some of the wait staff over here because we got to give away the rest of this merch. We got four more trivia questions to ask.
I want to ask you a question. I didn't even ask you about this. What do you think the chances are of what's her name, the Olympic medalist, to maybe be the governor of California?
Oh,
Caitlyn Jenner.
Jenner.
Do you think that she has a shot out there? I never asked you about that.
You know what? I don't think she has a shot. I don't.
No? I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he had a speech impediment, and he was a foreigner. And,
yeah.
And everybody said he could never do it. Well, everybody said he couldn't be
true.
An actor.
That's
and
he, yeah, that's and he true. Became, he defied all the odds. You know what? Maybe I'm answering too quick. I don't think she has a shot, but I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that she transitioned from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think people give a damn about any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's what are you going to do? What are your ideas?
She's never been in politics. I mean, let's be honest. We know what Trump did without being in politics. Yes. We know that. That was a rarity. Yeah. But for her to maybe do that with no politics, you're right. It might be tough.
Yeah, I think at this point in time, the novelty of that is probably worn off, and Californians are looking for a manager, a person, male or female, that can get in there and straighten that place out.
Yep.
Okay.
California.
I would put her. I mean, if you've got a field of four different people, I don't know.
I don't even know how those recalls work. Yeah. Right?
You got to get a number of signatures, a certain number, maybe a million or something like that, given their population.
So every candidate's getting their signatures, and then it's a runoff, and then it's a vote off or whatever.
Oh well, you talk about you mean after the recall? You have to have some candidates, and they have to have a runoff. Yeah.
Okay.
I would think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think? You're the experienced handicapper.
Just the way she talks and stuff, I think that, I don't know, she talks logically. I know she's a Republican, and I don't know if that'll work out in California, mm-hmm. which is Democratic land.
Yeah.
She seems to be saying the right things. I don't know, she's already gotten some heat over her comments about women's sports or transgender mm-hmm. women in women's sports, and she's against that.
Yeah.
And she got a little heat on that. So she's already willing to put her beliefs out there, and she doesn't care about her naysayers. You know, that's good.
That's a very good point. And I'm going to say this about Caitlyn Jenner. I don't care how you view her. I don't care how you viewed her prior to her transition. This person has a lot of guts.
Yes.
Because to spend her life in an in-between sort of mindset. You know, I remember reading, part of her story where she was talking about she felt like a woman early on, like 10, 11 years old.
Wow.
So she spent 50-something years at war with her own body and her own mind. And so it takes guts.
It really does.
Supreme courage to say, I'm making this radical change so that I can just live as who I am.
Yep, and you got to respect her for that, man.
I do.
I do. You know,
and I don't think she's got a shot at the governorship, but I got nothing.
But she's going to be an activist forever. She'll be an activist for generations because of what she's doing now.
Giving a lot of people the courage to do
correct.
What she did. I don't have a lot of time for people who make fun of that because...
No, man, it's...
It's like, look, you understand how hard their life must have been to want to do this drastic a move.
Yeah.
To, you know, just
and then,
let,
and
let
then for
be.
People to shout shit out at her, I'm sure, as she's coming out of the store.
Stupid.
She probably hears it all the time, man.
All the
God
time.
God bless her, man. Seriously, good luck to her. So our beloved Tigers suck.
Yeah.
Started
worse than we
transition
thought they
into
would.
That. But I've been watching them. I had to work yesterday, and I was working for my brother, so I was traveling a little bit in the car. The game started at 1 o'clock. It went till 5:30. They made, like, five errors.
And then they lost, like, what, 10-9 or something?
Yeah, they lost, like, they had the lead. They had the lead, like, going into the ninth inning. They were up, like, 8-6, and... They couldn't hold the lead. They got literally the worst bullpen in the world.
Yeah, no, they do. And even in their good years, they had the worst bullpen. Right?
Seriously, I mean, they're really bad this year. And matter of fact, I think they're like 9-18, and that's a really good record for them right now. I think it's going to get worse.
Oh, I think it is too.
They have no pitching. Their pitching is banged up. Now our best pitcher is kind of sidelined.
Rookie? How about the Badu? How's he doing? I haven't kept up.
He's kind of starting to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
People are starting to figure him out. The other guy, Willie Ramos or whatever.
Yeah.
He had seven home runs. If he was the leading home run hitter in the major leagues.
Really?
For a couple of weeks.
Okay.
He hasn't hit a home run in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well.
And I was listening to the guys yesterday on the radio, and they said he hit all those homers early on, and now he's trying to swing for the fence, so now he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
So he's been through. Anyway, that's a sad team. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I look forward to getting down there this summer.
I just want to see a little progress. And Avila hasn't
Casey
made
Mize is
any.
Good. He's the real deal.
Okay,
Casey
yeah.
Mize is the real deal. He pitched against the Yankees. He lost to the Yankees, but he pitched real good. And then the other day against Boston, although Boston got to him, he was up in the upper 90s, painting corners at 97, 98. That kid's going to be the real deal. He's just really young.
All right, so we got a good up-and-coming pitcher. We don't have timely hitting. We don't have Cabrera's not coming back for a while. I mean, I don't even care, fat baby. You know, he's
horrible right now. He's horrible.
Well, anyway, so
We are at the Nightlight here in Jackson, Michigan. We are about 3 hours away from our show. We are getting paid already. We're going to take off
getting,
now.
We're getting checks. Now, wait a minute. come on over here. Come on over. A gentleman just came by and dropped checks off. What's your name, sir?
I'm Brian Tucker.
Brian Tucker. Yeah. Brian Tucker, thank you for this.
Is Brian, thank you, man.
You got to get paid before the set.
Okay. All right. Well,
four,
we appreciate
4 hours
that.
Before the set. I have time to lose this at the casino, Tucker. This is not a good thing.
You better take me with you, man. I'm good luck.
Well, they cash it here at the Nightlight.
Oh, you better take it. Michigan, man.
All right. Well, I hope that we can hear
thank
that.
Thank you so much, We're Tucker. Gonna, appreciate
thank you
it,
for
buddy.
That.
Thank you so much. I'll
appreciate it. All right.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tucker. See you there, man.
Well, that so was that was nice. Yeah. They're feeding us and drinking us and paying us. We haven't told a joke, so.
We haven't said anything funny except my face. That's it.
Yeah.
So here we are. We have one of the bartenders at the Nightlight.
Hello,
and this
everyone.
Is, are you Banana?
I am Banana.
That is Banana. Well, welcome to the Sal and Bob Show, Banana.
Thank you.
How long have you been working at the Nightlight?
A couple years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to ask you some personal stuff, but we want to see if you want to try to win a Sal and Bob coffee cup right off the bat here.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to give you a question. It's like, you know, a Jackson question, like about Jackson, Michigan.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
What is Jackson, Michigan? Like, what is it called? What's the name that Jackson, Michigan is nickname for Jackson, Michigan?
Prison City.
It is.
City?
It's actually Rose City,
but Prison City is true. It is. It's the home of Jackson Prison. So you win. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Which one do you want?
You want
I'll
this?
I'll take the cup. I drink more coffee.
Okay. So she won a Sal and Bob cup. Thank you very much. And we were talking to her before, and you are possibly starting your own podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So we wanted to ask you about that. You were saying before the show that you want to start it with you and your sisters.
Yes.
And you want to do a true crime or a crime kind of story.
Yeah, that's
Why
true.
Do you like, what is it about crime stories that you love so much? Do you watch those now?
Ooh.
Are you infatuated with them? I know that's a big genre of podcasts, so you're getting into the right thing.
Yeah.
But what is your love of it? Why do you love it so much?
You know, it's really the mystery of it, I think. Cases unsolved, cases solved, reopened. I think that there's just a lot of content and a lot of questions that people have that maybe can have answers.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything, like, is there a case that I maybe don't know about in Jackson that you know about or something? Is there anything interesting that you would like to share that might be a preview of your podcast? Or there's nothing really that you're working on? Or nothing that you...
Because,
like, I just watched Dateline a couple weeks ago, and they had the Bishara one, the Bishara case from Metro Detroit, which I followed when that was happening. So I had to watch the Dateline one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know if there's one you're following in Jackson or whatever.
Yeah, there actually it was a special about Francine Davis. She worked at the Chase Bar here in Jackson, and she was actually murdered, to my knowledge, by a couple of hitmen. It was kind of an accidental thing. And then I don't know if you've ever seen the story, The Burning Bed with Farrah Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually my cousin who pleaded temporary insanity, and got off on that. So,
oh, my God.
So
well, there's your first episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Banana, thanks for stopping by. We know where you're working and you're bartending. We didn't want to take you away. We just wanted to ask you a few questions. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Good luck with the podcast, Banana.
You.
Oh, here comes Anna. She is a wonderful member of the wait staff here
thank
at the
you.
Nightlight. We're going to ask you to move right up onto that mic and just say hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank
being
you.
Being part of the Sal and Bob Show.
Yay.
I hope we haven't put you on the spot. I know you got a lot of work to do.
Oh, just, you're fine.
Okay.
This is,
it's filling up here.
Yeah. We've got to see how good I can do.
Okay. Well, you're doing great so far, so
oh,
no worries. We like to, when we go to an establishment, we like to talk to the wait staff. We like to talk to the owners. We like to have a little trivia contest about what they know about their own city.
Oh.
Okay. So. Okay. Well.
Oh boy.
Okay.
We should ask how many bars there are.
Oh Lord, Obi. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. I have a trivia question for you.
All right.
Okay?
I'm ready.
So, Banana answered right. We her question was, what is the nickname of Jackson? And she said Prison City.
Oh,
now,
my
it's actually Rose City. I didn't know that. But I've heard Prison City. I haven't heard Rose. So she won. We gave
her
a copy.
That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So here's an inch. I think this is an interesting question. Since it's Prison City, and I'm going to give you a range here, okay?
Okay.
How many prisoners are in Jackson Prison?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to give you a range.
Okay, so okay,
is
okay.
Is it 1,500?
Wow.
Is it 1,700?
Okay.
Or is it 3,000? 1,500, 1,700, or
3,000?
I'm going to
go with the middle of the road, the 1,700.
1,700. Oh, my God, she's right on the money. Boom. Look at that. We have coffee cups and CDs.
What's on the CD?
Oh, this is the stuff that is played regularly on XM Sirius Radio.
I love it. I'm doing the CD.
Okay, there you go.
It. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you,
yeah.
Anna.
Oh, I can do that for you.
Oh, really? I can.
Sal, I never thought we'd say this, but we are down to our last Sal and Bob.
Unbelievable.
We've
got
to
order
cup.
More. I'll pay for them, buddy, because I know you ordered the first ones, but I'll pay for them.
We'll both go in. But, these have been very popular items. They are trivia contest prizes. We send them to listeners if listeners engage with us over Facebook or Twitter.
A lot of compliments on those. A lot of compliments on those. We've gotten pictures of people putting their toothbrushes in them. And
absolutely.
Joints. Somebody had joints.
Yeah, their weed supplies in there.
I forgot who did that.
It's the coffee cup kush. That was Owen Thomas, our friend down in Toledo. A very funny young comedian. Who I think hung up his microphone.
Wasn't there a song, I'm Going to Jackson?
Yeah, that's, I remember that.
Yeah, that's a good tune. We should have Nate play that.
Okay.
Johnny Cash. That's Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And I'm Johnny Cash. What a way to. I mean, everybody knew he was Johnny Cash, but. And I'm Johnny Cash. Yeah, we get it. You're the king, dude. And Johnny Cash was the king. I never bought into Elvis. Never
Johnny Cash was good, man. His songs were good.
Yeah.
I love that movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good, man. Matter of fact, I may watch that like in the next couple weeks because
it's
been a while.
Yeah, I'd watch that again. That was very good.
I mean, I don't know. We're going off on tangents here, but musical biographies, my favorites, that one and Ray.
Oh, yeah,
with,
that was a good one. Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, Jamie Fox.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox playing Ray Charles. That is just so funny on so many levels, one of which is really awful that I'm not even going to talk about. But well,
Michael J. that wouldn't be good.
Hey, Sal, we just brought over the gentleman who was putting our show together for us tonight at the Michigan Theater. We're so happy to have him here. Scott Vitale, thanks for everything so far. I mean, we've been treated so well here. The hospitality, you really have set the tone in a way that we don't often get as stand-ups. The green room is awesome. That you've got a spread out there for us before and after the show. There's alcohol.
Well, you know, we figure why not bring you in town and make sure that you guys have a good time. You may not remember it, but
well, we'll remember that this is an interesting time and a great place to be. We want to say thank you and tell us a little about what you do. You've got us booked here tonight. You had some friends of ours a couple weeks ago,
yes.
Mike Green.
Yep, Mike Green, and we had Ron Rigby.
And Ron Rigby, yep, very funny guys.
Yep.
Tell us how that show went.
The show went great. It was a great kickoff to getting the community back involved in entertainment.
Good.
As you guys know, you guys have been, you know, it's been a struggle for the last 15 months. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been shut down. Everybody's been cooped up. And it was a great kickoff to what we have started here at the Michigan Theater with Steve Tucker, who is the general manager of the Michigan Theater. Great team to work with. I run Rain Productions, which is a production company, marketing, promoting.
Okay.
I do a lot of different things. But
tell
you
us
know,
about it. What else do you do besides promoting comedy?
Well,
I
got into promoting a long, long time ago when I was young and didn't have a kid and, you know, didn't have any responsibilities. So we had done a couple of comedy shows at a place which is no longer in existence. It's now a apartment complex downtown. But we did a bunch of comedy shows a long time ago. But then I had a kid, my beautiful daughter, Jocelyn Vitale. And that was 12 years ago. And in 2008, she was born. In 2013, we created an event called the Children's Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Children's with a Z instead of Children's with an S. And the reason it was called Children's Challenge is because she wrote down when I was talking to her about create, it's a mud run for kids. It's
okay.
Like a Tough
mm-hmm.
Mudder, Spartan
yeah.
race, you know,
yeah.
okay? So that's what it was. And there wasn't anything for kids that I could find. So I looked at her and I said, well, what kind of, like, challenges would you like, sweetie? And she's like, children's challenges, Dad? And I was like, oh, like, we got something.
Yeah.
Long story short, we created that in 2013. We had our first event in 2014, and of course, you know, for the last year and a half, we haven't been able to host that event. But in the last 3 years, we had over 2,000 kids at that event.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And that was where I got my rejuvenated marketing and, like, you know, that rush
uh-huh.
of, like,
yeah.
you know, organizing it, putting it together. We've donated close to $100,000 in the 6 years that we've been running.
Fantastic.
To local schools, local mm-hmm. communities, local charities.
Right.
So it's been really good. But that really got my juices flowing, so to speak, and getting back into other events that could be of benefit for this community.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any comedy in this community. We don't have any live entertainment in this community. If you want it, you got to go to Detroit. You got to
right.
go to Lansing. You got to go to Soaring Eagle, you know,
yeah.
Fire Keepers. And so, you know, I decided at that point in time, Rain Productions is my daughter's middle name. Rain is her middle name.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So created the promotions avenue. And here we are, you know, kicking off two great shows. You guys are, you know, as I told you, Sal, you've been on my radar, you know, for a
Shit.
Number of years to bring him in. So we're excited to have you guys as our second show for the Laugh Your Mask Off
yeah.
comedy
great
show.
Name.
you know, and so that's my niche is to organize. My friends will tell you that, you know, if there's a golf outing or if there's something to put together, like, that's what I do. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know.
Well, it seems to have worked for you.
My OCD sometimes gets the best of me, but
I feel you on that.
But I love it. I love having, you know, guys like you that come into town that appreciate, you know, what we're trying to do. We're learning as we go, just like everybody else is. We're learning with new criterias and new regulations, but you know, here we are at, you know, less than 15 tickets left to sell out. I'm sure we'll probably sell out by the end of the night.
Yeah, that'd
for
be great.
And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just fun to see a rejuvenated Jackson community that suffered for so long. Because
yeah.
we were, you know, we're a prison city.
Yeah.
You know, we were considered a prison city.
Yeah.
And a manufacturing city.
Now, the prison is still open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they're all still
yeah.
open in there.
Yeah.
They're not.
You hope the doors aren't,
right.
but
right.
they're still taking inmates.
Right.
Yeah, they're open for business.
Yeah, they're open for business. We
yeah.
just don't want them to be, yeah, open
yeah,
for
right.
business. So,
well,
yeah.
I've got a question for you. This is not going to be your trivia question. We have a separate one to win something here.
I get to win some?
Yeah, yeah. How many prisoners?
I get to pay you and I get to win some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah.
How nice.
How many prisoners
are in Jackson Prison?
I'm going to give you a range. Is it say between 1,500 and 2,000, between 2,000 and 25, or between 25 and 3,000?
Oh, I'm going to say it's between 1,500 and 2,000. That's my guess.
Right. Boom.
I'm going to guess. Right.
You've won a cup.
Sweet. Sal and Bob
Show. Sal and Bob. You got the last remaining Sal and Bob cup.
I did.
We have to order more. Yeah. We've given away hundreds of these, and we didn't pay attention to the fact that our stock was running low, so you got the last one.
Well, sweet. Now I know where to sell it.
Yeah.
The price just went up.
Yeah. If I see that up on eBay, I swear to God, Scott. Now, so you've had a long history out here. You love the community.
Yeah.
You're working for the community, which is great.
Yep.
Because it takes people like you to rejuvenate it, to actually do the hard work, get people in seats, get them to rally around an event, a cause.
Yeah.
So that's an awesome thing. We appreciate
you
doing that.
Yeah.
The children's events, that's particularly great in my book.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to ask you another question that we had asked Banana and Anna. We didn't ask this one of you yet. What's the nickname of Jackson, Michigan? What is Jackson's nickname? There is a less well-known one and there's a well-known one, and we've heard both of them. So.
The birth of the Republican Party?
No, that's not it. But I'd go for that. If somebody asked me that, I'd say yeah.
Or I would say this was the original Coney. Coneys were originated in Jackson,
Michigan. Is
that right?
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, not Detroit, like most people think.
Okay.
Right here in Prison City.
All right. Now.
Maybe I'm lying. I don't know.
No. Well, okay. You said Prison
you can Google
City.
It.
That would be the nickname that I would
Prison
say.
Prison City, yeah.
No, it's the Rose City. Have you ever heard of that?
Crap. Yes, I have.
Why is it the Rose City?
Well, we have the Rose Festival.
Oh, okay.
Which is, it's the Jackson Rose Festival. There's the Rose Run. Everything is because.
Okay.
I thought the Rose Festival was in Pasadena.
Well, that's the Rose Bowl. But yeah.
And the Rose Parade.
Yeah, Rose City. That makes sense. I should have probably done my research.
Oh, no, you got the cup.
I get the cup. So I lose on the I lose on the questions, but I get the cup.
What about the racetrack?
MIS?
There's a racetrack in Jackson.
Yes. Well, it's not in Jackson, actually. Well,
that's in Brooklyn.
One quarter of it. The actual Jackson County property line is in the northwest corridor of MIS, and the other three quarters are in Lenawee County.
Okay. Now, the racetrack is the horse track. That's been shut down for a while.
It has been, yes.
Yeah. I live in a little town called Northville.
Great racetrack.
Great. And I'm going to be there
lost
tomorrow.
Lost a lot of money.
Yeah, me too.
Lost a lot of money there.
Now, do you remember they used to have...
But I'm taking my cup when I go bet next time.
Now, they had their own action for years and years. I grew up there in the 70s and 80s, and then it slowed down, and then now it's been sold, and they've got a development that's going to happen, but the city council shut it down, and now it's going to be open for another couple of years. But I remember... As a kid, hearing the radio commercial saying, "It's Jackson's action in Northville Downs this weekend," because they would bring the horses
from Jackson
to Northville.
Yeah. They were all on a circuit.
Yeah, they had a
Correct.
Circuit like that,
yeah.
And then they would go to Ladbroke, right?
Yeah, I don't know where that's at, but yeah,
Hazel Park.
So
they're all gone. Northville, Michigan, is the only place to see a horse
only
race,
one.
And they want to shut it down. So, what a bummer, huh?
That does stink.
Yeah,
it was Jackson Raceway was a great. It's now called. They've revamped it. It's now owned by the Parks and Recreation Department. So it's now an event center.
Okay.
There's no racetrack there anymore, but that's where they have the county fair.
There's an infield,
okay. But the infield's really gone now. That's now the midway for the county fair.
All right.
It's changed. Again, there's a brand new event center there. But they host the fair, and we've got some great. You know, Axe coming into Jackson. Toby Keith's coming into town.
I love Toby Keith.
Leonard Skinner's coming into town. Mercy Me, which is, I think, a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
The racetrack's gone.
Like a pop in town, man.
I miss the old days of being able to get dollar beers and...
Oh, dogs and dollar beers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night in my little hometown. Well, Scott, this has been fun. And I want, again, Sal and I both want to thank you.
Thank you. Seriously.
For booking us for this. Sal is headlining tonight. Very happy to be opening for him. I'm going to switch the mic off to you now so that you can conclude the interview.
All right. I got a couple questions. questions.
Oh boy, here we go.
No, this is stuff.
Is this Italian to Italian, or
well,
is this?
I want to ask because how long have you been in Jackson? You've lived in Jackson how long?
I have been here. That I'm going to give out my age then. That's okay.
You look young,
I've been here for 48 years.
Wow.
We moved here when I was one.
So when you were 1 year, so you have been roaming the streets of Jackson forever.
Correct.
I hear that you obviously have a prison. We've already talked about it.
Yep.
When you see somebody hitchhiking in this town, do you, pardon my French, shit your pants? Or do you always think it's a prisoner? And have you had a story of that where you've seen one of these prisoners on the side of the road and then you hear a report on the radio, hey, there's a prisoner loose, and you go, oh, my God. Has that ever happened to you in the 48 years?
Well, the funniest part is that most people would think that, you know, with a prison and they have, you know, no hitchhiking, whatever, and there's a prison release, the last thing that the prisoner wants to do is stay in Jackson.
True. That's why.
So
they are
out of town fast.
Yeah.
And when I say fast,
trained. What would they want to do? They want to go towards Detroit, or you think they want to go towards Chicago?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think they care where they go.
They're just
trying to get as far away from the bright lights of the prison as they can.
Yeah.
Funniest story though is, and this was pre, you know, cell phone and smartphones.
Sure.
I was driving down 94. I was coming back from Kalamazoo. I went to Western Michigan University.
Okay.
Coming back into Jackson, coming home for the weekend. And right in front of the sign that says, do not pick up hitchhikers, was a guy literally didn't realize that he wasn't smart enough to figure out that the sign
was
right by.
It's like the deer crossing sign, right? There's a deer right there.
It was right there. And he was literally hitchhiking on 94 eastbound. And I went,
oops.
Well, that guy's a dumbass.
Did he look like Andrew Dufresne? Or
he looked
Andy
like
Dufresne.
Well, he looked like what's the guy from Taxi?
Ignatowski,
whatever. Andy, whatever his name.
That's
what it looked like.
Yeah, okay,
The guy hadn't had a haircut in 9 months to 12
so
months.
You're thinking this
good
this
time release, probably 8 months. So.
I'd like to see how many. We have to look that up. How many people have escaped from Jackson Prison?
Most of them. And the misconception with the prison is, you know, that they escape from the actual prison. Where they actually end up escaping from is when they get transported for like medical stuff. So like they get transported from the prison and then they go to the hospital to get a checkup, or they've got
a vending machine, or they're
going
out the door.
And they get one opportunity, and then they run from the hospital.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the releases come from, unfortunately.
So what if these guys know that, so they make themselves get sick, right?
There's some talk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's codes and signals in prison that we don't probably want to talk about here on the podcast. But
like you said, some guy could go, hey, punch me in the face so hard that my nose breaks. They got to send me to the hospital, and then I'm making a break.
Yep.
Literally making a break. A
Correct.
Break is nose
break.
And a break.
Right. Suffer the realm
that's
of
crazy.
A couple of black eyes to get out of.
Oh, that's so funny. But, hey, man, like Bob said, man, so glad that we're doing this, man. Nice to meet you. Do you want to give a shout-out to some of the sponsors?
I know there's
the Nightlight that we're at here. They're one of the sponsors. I know you mentioned some Century 21 reps. Anybody else that you want to shout out on the air, man, we really
appreciate you
stopping by and saying hi to our fans here on the Salem Bob Show.
I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on, guys. Thanks again for coming to Jackson and supporting comedy at the Michigan Theater. Obviously, I'd be an idiot if I didn't say thanks again to Steve Tucker from Michigan Theater and his whole staff. But our presenting sponsors for this show are Century 21 and the Affiliated Realtors. There are a number of them. So there's Marv and Paula Jester. There's Jennifer Flack. There's Team Miles. There's Pam McKinder. There's Eric Ropp, Sarah Harmon, Cameron Baxter, Greg View, and then Lori Prescott, who was their team leader, who basically coordinated their sponsorship.
Great.
As well as K105.3, Scott Clough, who's sitting over there at the bar. And they've been a great supporter in doing all the radio promotions for us. They're a presenting sponsor. And then Coons Flooring, Nightlight, of course, where we're at. Joe Brandenberry and his staff. Christoph Flooring and Christoph and Sons Flooring. And then Experience Jackson, Recruit Specialized Staffing, and Manchester Family Chiropractic Center. So we've got a lot of great support in this community, who have been gracious enough to help us, you know, fund the show and, you know, pay you guys so that you can come in and make everybody laugh and have a good time.
Absolutely, man. So. Well, thanks to those guys, all the sponsors. It's a really, especially, to be honest with you, you know, a couple years ago, this would have been a great gig. Don't get me wrong. This is always a great gig because you're playing a beautiful theater. But it means a lot more to both me and Bob because it's you know, the country's going through pretty rough times right now, and people need to go out and laugh in a safe environment. And you guys did that. I mean, we went over and saw the theater.
Yep.
It's safe, protocols are in.
Yep.
And you're spreading people out. I mean, nobody's gonna pick up anything in this thing. Yeah, so it's great. And the only thing they're gonna pick up is some laughs.
Right.
And
their stomach's gonna go walk out of there hurting because they're
absolutely
laughing.
Absolutely. Yep. So we can't thank you enough for that, man. And we just look forward to you enjoying the show, Scott.
It's gonna be
nice
a great
to meet
night,
you, brother.
It's gonna be a great
absolutely.
Night. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. So we have another guest here on the Sal and Bob Show. He just sat down. His name is Scott Clow. Did I say that correctly? Clow?
Clow.
Sorry.
Yep.
Clow.
No, that's quite all right. Right
Scott
up on
Clow.
It there.
And sorry. Scott is with the radio station.
That's right. I do
105.3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell us about what you do there, man.
Well, do the morning show every Monday through Friday there, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That's
right. That means I drag my butt out of bed each and every morning at 3:30 a.m. and sit on the edge of my bed and contemplate my life's decisions. Sometimes I feel it's a good decision, and other times, not so much.
But hang on a second. Do you go to bed at like 11 a.m. when you're done, or do you got shit to do?
No, I actually go to bed at 8:30 in the evening, which sounds nice, unless you have a 16 and a 17-year-old child, at which point they look at you, and you can actually hear their eyes roll. It's an audible thing.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah.
How are you... That's about the time they're just getting ready to use the bathrooms.
Oh, they're like gerbils. I mean, that's the time where they would like hop on the wheel. That's that, you know, I would a lot of times I would put them into a small hermetically sealed plastic ball and just let them run around.
Yeah.
But eventually
Holy
that gets too
cow.
Loud. Yeah.
So you do that. Have you ever been an afternoon, evening radio guy? Or have you always been the morning guy?
No, I started off as the afternoon news guy at WJKN, which was News Radio 1510, and that was a radio station in the Jackson Crossing Mall.
Okay.
And I was there for a little bit, and that was in a fishbowl. So you could go to the Gap, and then you'd walk right by the radio station, and you'd see us talking in there. So I did news there, and then eventually I went over to the station group that I'm at now. But I've been there three times. They've hired me three times.
Okay.
I left and went to Sports Radio 1130 The Fan out of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days of Greg Henson and Jamie, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Brendan Tierney was on the air at that time. Matt Shepard was doing updates.
Yep.
So that was the time I was there. It was right after 9/11.
Okay.
And then the station group I'm at now called me back and said, hey, would you come back and be a program director for our AM station?
Well, that's great, Scott.
And I did a midday call-in political talk show from 10 until noon.
Wow.
And I somehow became Jackson's version of Rush Limbaugh. I started believing my own hype. And then I had a child. Okay. I didn't. My ex-wife did.
Sure.
And then I left the radio station business and went into managing retirement communities, which is the natural transition.
Yes. That's
the next level.
Yes. I mean, you know, you're still giving stuff away on the air, right? Even with them, you're giving them... What are you giving away?
I can't go into a lot of details due to the court order, but there were some things I gave away.
But hey, we're getting older as Americans, so that stuff's right. The Villages in Florida has like 100,000 older people.
It also has the highest.
You want to run a community of that?
The Villages has the highest VD. I'm serious. Per capita, in that zip code, you go into the Villages in Florida, they have one of the highest venereal disease diagnoses.
So, they're the ones partying. It's not the young ones. It's the Villages in Florida is what's making... Wow.
They're having key parties, but it's golf cart keys. They just throw all... all of those into like a denture soaking cup. And then whoever you pull out, that's but nobody pulls out because they're seniors.
People on our air, they don't realize you are a DJ or you were a DJ. Now you're opening up retirement communities all over. But you are also a stand-up comic. You are also you are hosting the show tonight.
Yes.
You tell some jokes, which you've already told us some few jokes online. You're a very funny guy. How long have you been doing that? Have you been doing some comedy for a while?
First time I went up was Connections Comedy Club in Lansing.
Yeah.
And it was 1998.
Okay.
Was the first That's open mic that
when
I did.
Started. Yeah.
And then I got married and lost my sense of humor. And then I got went through a divorce in 2008. And I went and took a comedy class at Connections because I wanted to get back in.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, Kevin Zioli.
Yes. Good friends of myself and Bob. Yeah.
Gotcha. And Kevin.
I started with Kevin.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Kevin took me under his wing.
Good guy to have on your wing, man. He knows what he's doing.
Great guy.
Funny guy, man.
And so I've been doing it. 98. There was a few times. We did some small rooms here in Jackson.
Sure.
I used to book the Michigan Theater here, too, over the course of the last 15 years. And then just prior, my last gig was March, I want to say 14th, March 14th, Munising Bowl. I don't know if
in
you've
2020?
Ever.
2020?
Yes,
like right
in
before
2020.
The, yeah.
March 13th, you've done Munising Bowl?
Yes.
Bob's done Munising Bowl.
I think I've done it too.
My career was on fire. That was my first night headlining with Jason Douglas books that
room.
Okay,
yep.
So I had I was doing Munising Bowl, and I felt really good about myself. And I had, I think, 10 or 11 dates lined up after that, and then they were subsequently all canceled. And it was just then that I had bought my first merch. I had bought 440 bottles of mini hotel conditioner bottles and 500 stickers. And I still have 422 mini bottles of conditioner, which you can't see me as you're listening to this podcast, but I'm a bald man.
Yeah, yeah, so you haven't used any on your own is what you're saying.
Can't get my wife to use any
on. Dude, it's so funny you just said that because I have shirts that I have a few shirts. I have actually, I've done better than you have on your conditioner there. I've actually sold it, but it's funny. I bought 300 shirts on March 14th.
Really?
Like I clicked send on my credit card, right, to the guy that prints them, and then, like, an hour later, the world's shutting down. I'm like, I wouldn't have bought, though. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have bought them. But I bought them, and I didn't get a break on them or nothing. I had to pay for them. No big deal. I mean, I wanted to.
Can I buy one now? Can I have one?
No, no, you're gonna get one tonight.
Well, I'd like to buy one.
You're kind of a bigger guy. You got to be extra large or
something like that.
Double
XL. It's been a long time.
I don't have many left. Okay. So I'm going to save you one. It's yours. You don't have to pay for it. No, it's yours. But I want one of the conditioner bottles.
Okay. I'll get you one. I've heard some great things about you, though.
Oh, thanks,
Scott. Tommy Thompson, this guy who I know who
great
you've worked
comedian,
with.
Good comedian. I call him the Johnny Cash of comedy. He always laughs at that because he wears all black all the time. He kind of reminds me of Johnny Cash.
Well, he's the kind of guy you want to blend in anywhere. I mean, if he could slip
great,
into the
funny
shadows.
Guy, though.
Great guy. I remember he and his dad, Wolf.
Great guy as well, man. Wolf and his wife, Juanita, I believe.
Juanita,
yes.
Yes. Great lady.
Oh, phenomenal. I know they got in an accident a couple years ago. I was so bummed when that happened, but they're good. They're doing great. I see them on Facebook all the time, and I think they just had an anniversary, but great, great people up there. Tommy Thompson and his parents.
Did Wolf open for you at all?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I've worked with Wolf. Wolf is hilarious.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's hilarious. Him and Tommy should just go on the road and forget about it. Juanita could just cook for him in the...
So, how long have you been doing this podcast?
So, me and Bob started this podcast about 3 years ago. We're about, I want to say, a couple hundred episodes. We started out as a podcast, and we wanted to visit steakhouses, have a meal, sit in a steakhouse booth. Mm-hmm. I always felt when I was in the business world that the best conversations always happened at a steakhouse, you know, because you're in this nice steakhouse booth and it just seems like political stuff flies, jokes fly, just your life, you know, you just talk about it. And so that was my idea, to sit at a steakhouse. Well, when the pandemic hit, we couldn't go to steakhouses anymore. So we kind of turned into a comedy podcast, but we've amassed 30,000 followers all over the world. We're having a great time, and we love it. Helps us in our comedy.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking to you, and bits come alive and premises and stuff. So that's kind of one of the reasons we do it. We get to meet great comedians like yourself or chefs or cooks and stuff at steakhouses. So we're having a great time, man. We're having a great time with it, doing it. So.
Well, I've got to subscribe. You're on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher,
yes.
All of that stuff.
Please okay. do, man. And thank you for having me on the air. I know you interviewed me, I think it was last Friday, on the morning show.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what I did this morning.
Well, that was great. So. I mean, you guys were, look, me and Bob can attest to this. I don't know how many radio call-ins I've called in, you know, to promote a show. And you know this, most of the DJs, they're not good. They're not. They don't know how to be funny. They don't know how to ask questions. You were just like, because I remember I talked to you for a couple of minutes before, and I'm like, hey, do you need anything? You're like, no, I went to your website, dude. I got you nailed down. I know what you're all about, Bob. And you did a great interview. You set me up beautifully. I'm not just saying that. It was a professional interview, man.
I had the biggest trouble interviewing comedians. And then do you know Stu McAllister?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Stu's
so,
great.
So Stu McAllister, he's out of GR, yep. out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was talking with him a couple of times, and I said, you know, it's tough for me to interview comedians. And it's funny because I love sitting at the back. That was when I felt so great about being in comedy was when back in 2008, I can remember sitting at the back table at Connections Comedy Club with all of the comedians.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be the funniest place I've ever sat. And I came away needing a Wellbutrin because it was so damn depressing. Because I just thought, I don't need to be here. A counselor and a lawyer need to be over here.
Yes.
But in talking with Stu, I said, how do I get it? And Stu gave me the best advice. He said, ask a question and shut up.
That's pretty good advice.
Especially when you're interviewing a comedian.
Yeah.
Because you know where you want to go.
Yep.
And sometimes all you need to do is just tee up the ball. You guys will play the rest of the hole.
That's exactly right. And just know a little bit of background. I mean, so many DJs that I would call in the morning, they never even looked at my website. So they would just like, it just was horrible, you know. And you know, I'd go in that night to the comedy club owner, and they'd be like, oh, your interview was horrible. I'm like, because he didn't ask me the right question. It wasn't my fault. You know, you have to explain. I mean, when it happened, most of the time, you know, it happens, it's great. But I just felt that some DJs just don't know about comedy, but you do. So that helps. And I thought you were great, man.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man.
And what did we say earlier? $15, I know you?
$15, okay, yeah. $15 gotcha. And two conditioner bottles that
got
you
it.
Already owe me.
You got it.
But we look forward to working with you tonight, Scott. And thank you very, very much
thank
for being
you,
on the Sal and Bob Show. We are going to wrap this up, have a steak hoagie here at Nightlight. We're going to go have a glass of wine in the green room, get ready for the VIPs, and have a great time, man. Scott, nice to meet you, brother, after all this time,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you, sir. You. Look forward to the show tonight.
Look forward to
it's
the show,
be fun.
Brother. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, we've
interviewed everybody.
Buddy. Yeah, man. We've got owners. We've got comics. We've got wait staff. We're giving away prizes.
Yeah.
We're so social. Look at us.
We
you
are.
Can you can you can look us up on any podcast platform. We're proud members of the Perfecta Podcast Network. On Tour Records, thank you to you guys. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, SallyDO8. I'm at Bob the Suit. We're looking forward, man. I can't wait to see you hit it out of the park tonight.
I appreciate it, Bob. I look forward to watching you as well. And also visit the Michigan Theater of Jackson's website.
Absolutely.
For all their shows coming up. I heard that we just got wind that Dave Dyer's doing the next Laugh Your Mask Off.
I love Dave. I haven't seen him in
hilarious.
A couple of years. He's great.
But they're going to have great comics throughout their Laugh Your Mask Off shows. It's, for some reason, we brought them in because this place was not busy when we started.
It's all filled up now.
It's filled up. So, you know, unless somebody comes over here and talks, we're gonna head on out.
Yep.
And say
goodnight. Gonna go get ready. I'm gonna get my tie on.
Get ready. And thank you so much for listening to us. We are at the Nightlight here in Jackson, Michigan, and we're about to head over to the theater to do some jokes and. I can't wait, man.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. So
here we go,
everybody. Thanks for listening to the Sal and Bob Show.
got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jack.